Great singing.
Great.
非常好的诗歌。
Especially when the young people start to sing like that.
尤其是年轻人开始这样唱歌的时候。
No, every time when we come to the meeting, it seems like we are old people, you know.
每次来聚会的时候，感觉好像我们都已经老了。
Waiting to die.
我们好像要快要死了。
No, this should be our story.
这应该是我们的故事。
Young people should act like young people.
年轻人应该表现得像年轻人一样。
And the older people should have this hope. We are young people too.
年老的人也应该有这样的盼望，我们也是年轻人。
Because this is my story and this is my song.
因为这是我的故事，我的诗歌。
Today I want to continue to share with you.From the book of 1 Peter. Last time we just finished the series of messages concerning the Bible is the Word of God. Now today we had another set of messages concerning the epistle of 1 Peter. So let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 through 5.
我们来翻《彼得前书》第一章第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
第一节到第五节。
I'll read it first in English, and our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，然后我们一起来读中文。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father,through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away,reserved in the heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the light.
第一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、皮推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Chapter 5 verse 10.
第五章第十节。
But the God of all grace,who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
第五章第十节，那赐诸般恩典的神在基督里召你们，得享他的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again,
主，今天早上我们再次来到你话语的面前。
Once again, let your word warn us, comfort us, strengthen us.
愿你的话语再次来提醒我们，安慰我们，坚固我们。
Lord, we need your speaking day by day.
我们需要你向我们每天说话。
Especially in this world that is so confusing.
尤其是在这个混乱的时代。
We need your word to become our light.
我们需要你的话语成为我们的光。
We need your word to become our strength and our assurance.
需要你的话语成为我们的确信，成为我们的力量。
Therefore, Lord, speak to us.This morning.
所以主向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
No, 1 Peter was written by the Apostle Peter.
彼得前书是用彼得所写。
With one purpose.
有一个目的。
To warn, to strengthen, to assure the saints at that time.
是为了来提醒，为了来坚固，为了来给那个时代的信徒一个信。
Because at that time, a lot of saints had been heard.Outside of Jerusalem because of persecution.
因为那个时候圣徒们被分散在耶路撒冷之外，因着逼迫。
And the Emperor Nero has this one thing in his mind.
罗马帝国有一个目的
is just to terminate all the Christians.
把所有的信徒都要杀死。
And because the saints might be shaken because of this kind of persecution.
信徒可以因此被摇动，因着这样子的逼迫。
That's why Peter wrote this epistle to the saints.
所以彼得写了这个彼得前书。
But not only to the saints there.
不光是为了那个地方的信徒
who are suffering persecution,
那个时候因着逼被逼迫
but also to prepare those who are about to receive the persecution,
也是为了那些将要受到逼迫的信徒做预备
and I believe this epistle is also for each and every one of us,
我相信这本书也是为了我们每一个人
because at this point of time, there's also a lot of persecution going on around the world,
因为在这个时候在世界各地也都有逼迫
whether it's in the East, whether it's in Russia, in China, in also in Africa,
不管中东在俄罗斯在中国还是在非
But to us in America,
但是对我们在美国的人
to those countries that are free to worship God,
在这个可以自由敬拜的国家
There is a question that we ask, do we still need this book?
我们的问题是我们也需要这本书吗
Yes, we need this book.
是的我们也需要这本书
Because sometimes Satan used two kinds of methods to get the saints out of their faith.
因为撒旦有两种方法使信徒能够离开信心。
The first way he used is through persecution.
第一个他是用来逼迫。
That the faith of the saints will be shaken.
信徒的信心可以被摇动。
That they will be discouraged.
会被失去信心。
But if he cannot make it through persecution.
如果他不能够通过逼迫。
He used the enticement of the world to shake your faith.
他用来这个世界来引诱我们，使我们失去信心。
Making you feel like the world is also good.
让你觉得说世界也很好。
Now you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你相信主耶稣。
But you can also live like the worldly people.
你也活着像这世界上的人一
样。Brothers and sisters, we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们是在这个世界上生活，但是我们离开这个世界。
If we live according to what the Bible asks us to do.
如果我们活着像根据圣经所说。
If we live according to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
如果我们活着靠着主耶稣的见证所说。
Surely we will incur persecution.
我们一定会遇到逼迫。
People will look down at us.
人们会小瞧我们。
People will feel like you are abnormal.
人们会觉得你不正常。
People will feel like you are not up to standard.
人们会觉得说你不合标准。
Today, brothers and sisters, the book of 1 Peter is for each and every one of us today.
今天彼得前书是为了我们每一个人。
We need to be warned.
我们需要被警醒。
We need to be strengthened.
我们需要被坚固。
We need to be encouraged.
我们需要被鼓励。
We need to receive this kind of a hope.From the Lord.
我们需要从主那里接受这个盼望。
May the Lord speak to us this morning.
愿主今天早上向我们说话。
But before we enter into the main burden of the apostle Peter.
但是在我们进入到这个彼得的负担之前。
Let's look at Peter. Who is this Peter?
我们来看看彼得这个人。
Every time when we mention the name Peter.
每次当我们说到彼得的时候。
The first thing that came into our mind, he is the who loves to speak.
我们总想到的第一件事就是彼得愿意讲话。
He's a person who quickly responds to everything that is around.
他是对于周围的环境反应很快的人。
He's a person who denied the Lord three times.
他否认了主三次。
But when we look at the life of Peter,
但是当我们看到彼得生活的时候
he is a person greatly used by the Lord.
他是一个被主大用的人。
Even the Apostle Paul says so.
甚至保罗也这样说。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 7,
在加拉太书第二章第七节
If the gospel of the uncircumcision is committed unto me,
正如主托我传福音给外邦人
未受割礼的人 The gospel of the circumcision is also given or is given to the apostle Peter
也托彼得传福音给受割礼的人
And I will to seek more clearly
我要再 讲清楚一点
The door of the gospel towards the Gentile is firstly opened by the apostle Peter, isn't it?
对于外邦人实际上是彼得打开了这个门
Yes, Peter might have a lot of flaws in his life
彼得在他生活里面有很多的缺点
there's a lot of imperfectness,
有很多的不完美
but he is that person who is greatly used by the Lord
但是被主大用的人
he is that person who was committed with the apostleship to the circumcision
他是被托付传福音给谁的人
so let's look at the Peter this person
我们来看看彼得这个人
in John chapter 1 verse 40 to 42
在约翰书信第一章四十节
that is the first time the Lord has an encounter with Peter
那是第一次主和彼得相遇。
Paul, the Lord called him, "Thou art Simon Cephas," which is translated a stone.
主说彼得你是西法，是基法，你是就是那石头。
But the relationship doesn't stop right there.
但那个关系不停留在这里。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20.
马太福音第四章。
The Lord called 第四章。
第四章。
Verse 18 to 20.
第十八节到二十节。
The Lord called Peter and the rest of the disciples.
主叫彼得和其他的使徒。
At the Sea of Galilee, he said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
在加利利海，主说来跟从我，叫你得人如得鱼一样。
And Peter and the rest of the disciples dropped their nets and followed the Lord.
彼得和其他的门徒就撇下网跟从了主。
Another person who can quickly respond to the Lord's calling.
也就是说，他对主的呼召反应的快。
He's not a bad girl, right?
他毕竟不是一个很坏的人。
If the Lord had called us today,
如果今天主呼召我们，
how do you respond?
我们怎么反应？
If I will be Peter at that time,
如果我是彼得那个时候，
and fishing is my living,
钓鱼是我的营生，
I will have some thoughts.
我会想一想。
Yes, Lord, I will follow you.
是的，主，我跟随你。
But who will take care of my family?
但是谁来照顾我的家呢？
And who will take care of my mother-in-law?
谁来照顾我的岳母呢？
But thank the Lord for Peter.
但是感谢主。
He dropped his nets and followed him.
他撇下了网跟随了主。
In Matthew chapter 14, verse 26 to 29.
马太福音十四章二十六节。
Peter is also a man of faith.
彼得也是一个有信心的人。
While there is a storm, while they're on the ship.
在那个船上有风浪的时候。
And they saw the Lord walking on the water.
他们看见主在水面上行走。
Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, let me come down on the water too."
彼得说，如果主那是你啊，请你让我从水面上走过去。
And the Lord said, "Yes," and he started walking on the water like the Messiah.
主说，是彼得就在水面上行走。
Let me tell you, he's a person who practically walked by faith, by sight.
也就是说，他凭着信心，而不是凭着眼见。
He's the only person, the only apostle who walked on water.
他是唯一能在水面上行走的使徒。
Well, let me, you might say, well, he afterwards when he see the waves and the wind, he start to sink down.
但是过后他看见风浪很大的时候，他又开始往下沉。
And what did he immediately say? Lord, save me.
很快就说主啊，救我。
This is a person who look forward to the Lord.
这是一个仰望主的人。
Yes, there is a problem.
是的，那有一个问题。
There is waves in their life.
在生活里面有风浪。
But he looked to Jesus. Jesus, save me.
他仰望主说：“主啊，救我。”
And the Lord stretched forth his hand and pulled Peter out of the water.
主伸出手来，把他从水里拉上来。
Peter is a man of faith.
彼得是一个有信心的人。
In Matthew chapter 14.
在马太福音
chapter 16.
十六章里面。
He is also a person who is so brave.
他是一个这样勇敢的人。
But he said, "Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他说：“主啊，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Yeah, the Lord said, "Who do you say that I am?"
主耶稣在问说：“你们是谁？”
You know, at that time, the disciples also had a lot of fear in their hearts.
那个时候，门徒有很多的惧怕。
Because the Pharisee already decided.
因为
法利
赛人已经决定了。
That whosoever will confess that Jesus is the Christ will be taken out of the synagogue.
那个时候，如果有人公开承认耶稣是基督，就会被从会堂里赶出去。
So some of the disciples said, "Yes." Some say you are John the Baptist.
有人说你是施洗的约翰。
Some say you are Jeremiah.
有人说你是耶利米。
Some say you are one of the prophets.
有人说你是先知中的一位。
But the Lord said, "I don't really care what you say. Other people say about me. What do you think that I am? Who do you say that I am?"
说不管别人说什么，你们说我是谁。
Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得说你是基督，是永生神
的儿子。He's brave enough to what confess and announce, "This is the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他勇敢到一个地步，可以承认这是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, if today some in your co-workers will ask you, "Who is this Christ that you believe?"
如果你的同事今天问你说，你相信的这位耶稣是谁？
How do you respond?
你要怎么来反应？
Are you like Peter saying, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God"?
说基督是永生神的儿子吗？
Thank God, Peter is a person who lived by faith and then still say that this Messiah is the.
但是感谢神，彼得是这样勇敢的一个人，可以承认基督是永生神，耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But we know afterwards in chapter 16, verse 21 to 23.
但是我们知道，在十六章二十一到二十三节里面。
The Lord started to reveal Himself that one day He will be arrested by this so-called high priest.
但是主开始预表说他要被文士法利赛人迫害。
And He will be nailed on the cross and died.
他要被钉在十字架上要死。
And the third day he will rise again.
第三天他要从死里复活。
You know, Peter immediately respond.
彼得马上就反应说。
You know, this will never happen to you.
主啊，万万不可以。
You know, every time we reach this portion of the scripture.
每次当我们读到这个经节的时候。
We feel like Peter is such a person who loves to talk.
我们觉得彼得真是愿意讲话。
Yet, but when we look clearly from man's point of view,
但是我们看看从人的角度来看
he really felt that the Lord is the Messiah.
他真的觉得主耶稣是那个弥赛亚。
If he is the Messiah and I'm a follower of the Messiah,
他如果是弥赛亚，我是弥赛亚随者。
This thing will never happen to the Lord.
这个事情绝对不会发生在主身
上。In other words, Peter is saying that I will protect you.
换句话说，彼得，我会来保护你。
But you know, Peter's, you know, when he responded, he's responded up according to his natural concept.
但是彼得是从他天然的人的角度来考虑。
And the Lord wants to, you know, take away from him.
主耶稣要把这个概念来取掉。
Because the Lord wants to tell Peter, you want to serve me not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
你要来服侍我，不是靠着肉体，乃是靠着圣灵。
You need to walk according to the Spirit.
你要跟随圣灵来行走。
You need to walk according to the will of God, not according to the will of man.
你要来遵从神的旨意，不是人的意思。
But you know, it seems like this thing didn't get into Peter.
但是这个好像没有进入到彼得的脑海里。
That's why in Matthew chapter 13.
所以在马太福音十三章里。
When they're still having the Lord's Supper.
他们在主的饼主的宴席上。
Yeah, and the Lord started to wash the disciples' feet.
主耶稣在洗他们的脚。
Peter said, "No, you don't. You cannot never wash my feet."
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
The Lord said, "If I don't wash your feet, then you have no part in me."
主说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
And you know, Peter immediately, you know, quickly changed his thinking.
彼得马上就改了主意。
Oh, not only my, but also my head.
不光是洗我的脚，连我的手和头。
In other words, Lord, give me a bath.
换句话说，给我洗个澡。
You know, this thing, he's so natural, this person.
这个人是这样子的天然。
So, and when we come to Matthew chapter, John chapter 18.
所以到约翰福音十八章的时
候。When they are in the garden.
当他们在那个克西马尼园的时候。
And Judas came in with all these Roman soldiers to arrest the Lord.
当犹大带着这些兵丁来捉拿主耶稣的时候。
Peter is the first one to react.
彼得也是第一个反应的人。
Took the sword and chopped off the ear of the servant.
所以那个拿起剑来把那个仆人的耳朵削掉了。
He didn't even think that he will lose his life.
他没有甚至想一想他会因此失掉生命。
He felt like this is the Messiah. I need to protect him.
他觉得说这是弥赛亚，我要保护他。
Brothers and sisters, if it were you, what will you do?
如果是你会怎么反应？
You know, if it is of the Lord in, you know.Try to protect Peter. Peter might have lost his life at that time.
如果不是主保护他，那个时候他就已经死了。
But you know that is the turning point of Peter.
这个彼得的转换点。
You know he's so natural.
他是这样一个自然。
He walk and walk according to his ability.
他是照着他自己天然
的。He respond according to his natural thinking.
他是照着他天然的想法在。
So when he thought that this is the Messiah who will rule for us.
他觉得说这是那个弥赛亚要来掌管我们。
Yet he is arrested by the high priest to be nailed on the cross.
但是他被大祭司所抓住，要被钉在十字架
上。This person was truly confused.
这个人的确是糊涂了。
That's why when he came to the court of the high priest.
所以到那大祭司的那个院里的时候。
He saw the Lord being judged.
他看到那个主被审判。
He came to the lowest point of his life.
他来到他生命里面的最低点。
He denied the Messiah three times.
他否认了主三次。
You know this person who will say, I will not even deny you, I will even give my life to you. He denied the Messiah three times.
他自己说我不会否认你，我会把我的命都给你，但是他否认了主三次。
But the Lord never let him go.
但是主从来没有放过他。
He know Peter loved the Lord.
他知道彼得爱他。
The Lord turned and looked at Peter.
主转过来看彼得。
And the Bible says, and Peter remembered.
圣经上说，彼得想起来。
And he went out and wept bitterly.
他出去哭。
And that's not the end of the story.
这不是故事的结局。
He felt like this is over.
他觉得说这就结束了。
That's why in John chapter 21.
所以在约翰福音21章的时
候。He told his disciples, let's go fishing.
他跟其他的门徒说，我们去钓鱼去。
You're traveling with the Lord Jesus, being with the Lord for 3.5 years. It's a good run.
他跟主已经走了三年半了，已经可以了。
It's a great experience.
这是一个非常好的经历。
But because we failed of God's grace.
我们在神的恩典上失败了。
We even denied the Messiah.
我们甚至否认了弥赛亚。
The time He needs us, we are not there.
他需要我们的时候，我们不在那里。
Yet the Lord was there.
但是主在那里。
On that day, the Lord said, "Peter, do you love me more than this?"
那天主问他说：“彼得，你爱我超过这些吗？”
I was thinking about how the Lord tell Peter.
我在想说主怎么跟彼得说呢？
Peter would have thinking, Lord, what are you trying to tell me?
彼得会说主你要跟我说什么
呢？ If you would have tried to rebuke me, it make me feel better.
如果你责备我的感觉更好一点。
If you tell me, Peter, why you deny me three times?
如果你问我为什么否认我三次。
It might be, I might feel better.
会感觉好一点。
Now you're asking me, do I love you more than this?
你现在问我，我爱你比这些更多吗
？But thank the Lord.
但是感谢神。
Peter might have give up from himself.
彼得已经放弃了自己。
But God never gave up on him.
但是神从来没有放弃他。
Yes, the Lord said, "You love me, feed my sheep."
主说你爱我，喂养我的小羊。
Do you love me, feed my lambs?
你爱我，喂养我的小羊。
Do you love me, feed my sheep?
你如果爱我，喂我的小羊。
Thank God.
感谢神。
That's the turning point of Peter.
那是这彼得的转折点。
That's why when we come to Acts chapter 1,
当我们来到使徒行传第一章的时
候， He's totally a different kind of person.
他是一个不同的人。
From a person who's so weak,
从一个这样软弱的人，
so many flaws,
这么多的，
commit so much a mistake,
这么多的缺点，这么多的，
to walk and talk according to his natural ability, according to his natural thinking.
照着他自己天然的想法来行事。
He stood and led all the disciples.
他站起来代表所有的门徒
preach the gospel to the people
人们传福音
this Jesus whom you crucified
这个你们钉在十字架上的耶稣
God has made him Christ
神已经立他为主为基督了
this is really a change in Peter
这是一个改变的耶稣
from a stone to a living stone
从一个石头变成了一个活石
from a living stone to a precious stone
从一个活石变成一个宝贵的石头
and this is Peter who wrote the book of 1 Peter
这就是那个写彼得前书的彼得
you might say you know this bookPeter is trying to tell us.
你会说彼得向我们说。
We are, you are not different from me.
你跟我没有什么区别。
I'm weak, you are also weak.
我软弱，你也软弱。
I failed, you also failed.
我失败了，你也失败了。
We deny the Lord, I deny the Lord, you also deny the Lord in other ways.
我否认了主，你也否认了主。
But yet here we stand.
但是我们在这里站着。
In the presence of God.
在神的面前。
Not because of who I am.
不是因为我是谁
but because of who he is.
那是因着他是谁
Now we come to the main burden of this epistle.
今天我们来分享的我们的负担
In other words, Peter is just telling the disciples and all of us.
彼得在跟所有的信徒们说
We stand right here to testify.
那站在这里见证
Because we are the elect of God.
因为我们是被神所拣选的
Now we come to the verse 1.
我们来看第一节
Verse 2 Elect according to the foreknowledge of God
照父神的先见被拣选
Today brothers and sisters We are elected by God
弟兄姊妹们是被父神所拣选
You know not because of God We elect God but he elect us
不是我们选了神是神选了我们
Oh praise the Lord
感谢神
This is God's election
这是神的拣选
Even before we are created
在我们被创造之前
We are predestinated that we might belong to him
我们被预定是属于他的。
No, then you mean to say, people might think, oh, if we are elected by God, so is there a thing like elected unto salvation or elected unto perdition?
如果我们是被拣选，有这个被预定得救恩的说法。
But it's in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面。
We are elected unto salvation.
我们是被预定得救恩的。
But there is no such thing as elected unto perdition.
但是却没有一个预先得灭亡的说法。
Rather, we are elected.When we speak about election,
我们讲到拣选的时候
if God offers us the gift of salvation,
神把这个救恩的礼物送给我们
Now we come to what? The thing called free will.
我们来看看这个自由意志
When God offers us the gift of salvation,
当神把这个救恩给我们的时候
And we free willingly say yes to God's election,
我们自由地说我们愿意
Then we are elected by God.
我们就被神所拣选
Do you see this difference?
你看到这个区别吗
You know, praise the Lord.
赞美神
We are elected by God.
我们被神所拣选。
That's why we are saved today because He elect us.
我们今天得救是因为神拣选了我们。
And in this election,
在这个拣选的里面
not only the Father is involved.
不光是父在这里有份。
The Spirit is involved.
圣灵也在这里。
The Son is involved.
儿子也在这里。
You see, it says your sanctification.
是借着圣灵成圣。
Sanctification of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵成圣
In other words, when you say sanctification,
换句话说成为圣洁
we are set aside.
我们被分别开来
It's like when you go to a group buy some apples.
你到商店里去买苹果的时候
There's a bunch of apples there.
有那么多的苹果
Yet this person who's going to buy the apple choose one after the other.
这个人就从这里面选一个一个
Today, brothers and sisters, we are just like this group of apples in the supermarket.
今天我们就像商店里那一堆苹果一样
God selected us one by one.
神一个一个的选
Yet, and the Holy Spirit set us aside
圣灵就把我们分别开了
and through faith by obedience
借着信以致顺服。
The blood of Jesus Christ washed away our sins.
用蒙他血所洒。
Brothers, this is wonderful.
这是这样子的奇妙。
This is the foundation of our election.
这是我们被拣选的根基。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit elected us.
父圣灵和子一同拣选了我们。
Furthermore.
进一步说
He says it according to the foreknowledge of God.
是借着父神的先见。
In other words, before the world began,
在这个世界开始之前
God already knew that we are going to respond to his election of salvation.
神就知道我们要对他的呼召有反应。
But be careful.
但是我们要小心。
Foreknowledge doesn't say predetermined.
先见不是说
Foreknowledge means to say God is knowing.
先见只是说神是全知的。
Before this thing happened,
在这个事情发生之
前 He already knew how will we respond to his salvation.
他知道我们对他的救恩有什么样的反应。
But when we speak about predetermined,
当我们在说预定的时候
predetermined, it means to say whether you like it or not, it is determined already.
预定是说你喜欢还是不喜欢，事情就是这样子。
We are not predetermined.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是预定的。
God foreknew.
神是先知的
that we will respond
我们会有反应
through our free will
借着我们的自由意志
we respond to God's salvation
我们对神的救恩有反应
that's why election and free will is like the two tracks of the train
所以拣选和先见是个轨是火车道的两个轨道
No, the train will never move without these two tracks
火车没有这两个轨道是不能运行的
Today we are going to move forward
今天我们要往前走
We need the election
我们需要神的拣选
We also need the free will
我们也需要意志
Responding to God's offer
对反应
Then
有反应
our life in him starts
这样我们的在他里面的生活就开始
Thank God for his election
感谢神的拣选
But it doesn't stop right there.
但是不在这里
In verse 3 it says According to his abundant mercy Hath begotten us
第三节说借着他自己大怜悯借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们
We are born again
我们是重生的
Yeah, when we talk about election
当我们讲到拣选的时候
It is something positional
是一个程序
In position I am
是一个位置是我所在的位置
But when we talk about being born again
但是讲到我们重生的时候
It means to say we have a relationship with God in life
是说我们和主之间有一个生命的关系
That's why our God never had grandchildren
所以神从来没有重孙子孙子
God never had grandchildren
神从来没有孙子
In other words
换句话说
Our relationship with him is a direct relationship.
我们和他的关系是一个直接的关系。
When I say, when you talk about my son Levi,
你讲到我儿子利外的时候
How is he related to my mom?
和我的母亲是什么关系呢
Because firstly related to me,
他是先和我有关系
And I'm related to my mom.
然后我和我的母亲有关系
So there is an indirect relationship.
所以这里有一个间接的关系
But thank God,
但是感谢神
Our relationship with him is a direct relationship.
我们和他的关系是一个直接的关系
No matter how old you are,
不管你是多么的老
We belong to him,
我们属于他
Because personally on that day,
因为从我们个人的角度在那一天
In time,
在那个时候
we receive God's offer of salvation,
我们接受了主给我们的救恩
and because of that offer, we are born again of the Holy Spirit.
因着救恩我们在圣灵里面重生
Thank God we are born again.
感谢神我们重生了
We are elected positionally.
我们在我们是蒙拣选的
Today we are also born again in life.
我们在生命里面又重生了
That's why our position before God can never waver.
所以这个地位神是不能够取消的摇动的
It is so solid
是这样子的坚固
Elected by God
却被神决
Born again by him
在他里面重生
Not only that
不光如此
Born again unto a lively hope
就我们有活泼的盼望
You said we had a hope
我们有一个盼望
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ
是因着基督从死里复活
Yeah, before I talk about this hope
在我讲这个盼望之前
We talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ
我们讲基督的复活
Today we have hope
今天我们有盼望
Because he rose from the dead.
因为他从死里复活
Oh, the God that we believe
这个我们所相信的神
is not a dead God, but a living Savior.
不过不是一个死神乃是一个活神
You know, God is so good.
神是这样子的好
His blessing to us is so much.
他的向我们的祝福是这么的大
What he is and what he has done for us
他为我们所做的
is so immeasurable.
是这样不能测度
But if he doesn't rise from the dead,
但如果不从死里复活
and all that he is,
不管他是谁
and all that he has,
他所事的
and all that he has done for us
他所有为我们所做的一切
has nothing to do with us
和我们没有任何的关系
but thank God God resurrected from the dead
但是感谢神让他从死里复活
through his resurrection
借着他的从死里复活
we a lively hope
我们有一个复活的盼望
what do you mean by lively hope
是一个活泼的盼望呢
two aspects
两点
we have this hope
我们有这个盼望
because he lives in us
因着他在我们里面活着
Today he lives in us.
今天他在我们里面活着
Not only God is beside us.
不是说神在我们旁边
God lives in us.
神在我们里面活着
That's why the Bible tells us.
所以圣经上说
Person no longer I who live but Christ who lives in me.
所以保罗说不再是我活着乃是基督在我里面
活着 This person Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督这个人
Is not only a person in history.
不光是历史上的一个人
This person Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督这个人
He lives and lives forever.
他活着永远活着
And this person Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣
Now lives in me.
现在活在我里面
That's why I love the hymn so much.
所以我这么喜欢这首诗
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着我们可以面对明天
He walks with me and talks with me.
他与我同行与我说话
A long life's narrow way.
在这个生命的窄路上
That's why the hymn said.
所以诗歌说
How do you know he lives?
你怎么知道他活着呢
He lives in my heart.
因为他活在我里面
Yes, we might have gone through so much.
今天也许我们经过很多
We might endure prison.
也许我们经过破坏
We might go through temptation.
也许经过试探
But we had a lively hope.
但是我们有一个活泼的盼望
Because as we go through persecution.
因为当我们经过迫害的时候
As we encounter temptation.
当我们经过试探的时候
Jesus lives in us.
耶稣活在我们心里。
In other words, we don't bear this burden alone.
但是换句话说，我们不自己承担这个负担。
He bears together with us.
他和我们一同来承担。
He's the one who strengthens us day by day.
他是那个每天给我们力量的神。
Hallelujah for such a lively hope.
感谢神为了这样一个活泼的盼
望。We are elected by God.
我们被神所拣选。
We are begotten by God.
我们被他所重生。
And today we had a lively hope.
今天我们有一个活泼的盼望。
But this hope also speaks not only He lives in us.
这不光是说他活在我们里面。
This hope says he's coming back again.
换句话说，他要再来。
Or it tells you when we talk about God's coming back.
当我们讲到他再来的时候。
Or it is the echo of all the saints.
是所有圣徒的回音。
You know, sometimes I think when we go through life.
有的时候我们想说我们在生活里面。
We see so much injustice in this world.
我们在看到这么多不公平的事情。
We so much injustice in this world.
这么多的败坏。
Sometimes we feel like we so much failure in.In us personally.
我们自己有这么多的失败。
Sometimes we ask, Lord, when is this going to end?
我们问主说什么时候才能够结束呢
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We had a lively hope.
我们有一个活泼的盼望。
He is coming back again.
他要再来。
All these things that we have encountered.
所有我们所遭遇的这一切是。
It's only temporary.
只是暂时的。
It is never permanent.
不是永远的。
Because he is coming back again.
因为他要再来。
That's why whenever we sing about songs concerning his coming back.
所以每次当唱到主再来的诗歌。
Oh, there is something in us that jumps for joy.
所以我们里面就涌出喜乐。
Now you say, but Brother Lawrence.
但是巴萨弟兄
Isn't we enjoy his presence?
我们享受他的同在
In the midst of sorrow, he is our joy.
在我们痛苦里面他是我们的喜乐
In the midst of darkness, he is our light.
在我们黑暗里面他是我们的光
In the midst of so-called confusion, he is our guidance.
在混乱的里面他是我们的引导
In the midst of weakness, he is our strength.
在我们软弱的时候他是我们的力量
Is that enough?
这就是一切了吗
I tell you, I'm not saying we are not grateful.
不是说我们不应该感谢。
We are so grateful.
我们是这样充满感谢。
Because this doesn't even belong to us.
因为这些不应该属于我们。
Yet God has given this to us.
但是神给了我们。
Are we grateful?
我们不应当感恩吗
？Yes, we every time we come to the Lord's table, we are so grateful.
每次当我们来到主面前的时候，我们
真的感恩。All the blessing He has given us shouldn't belong to us, but He has given to us.
所有这些赐给我们的祝福都不是属于我们，但他给了我们。
But after all this enjoyment,
但是这些所有的享受
，it remains in us. There is a sigh.
但是在我们里面有一个叹息
，right？
是不是
？Do you feel like that？
你不觉得有个叹息吗
？Let me read to you a hymn by Brother Watchmaney.
尼托生弟兄有一个诗歌。
Because as I was preparing for this message，
当我在准备这个信息的时候
，this song just came out。
这个诗歌就出现。
156 Let me read to you。
156首。
Verse 3。
第三节。
Though even now I know thy presence, yet in my heart there's still a sense of lack. Lightening and tenderest sustaining, no more satisfied, I want thee back. Despite thy peace within, I still feel lonely. Despite thy joy, there still remains a sigh.
When I feel most content, the silent yearning to see thee face to face becomes an uttered cry.
所以我在此也能享受你同在，但我深处依然有个缺憾。虽然有你光照，也有你抚爱，有个什么我不知仍不满。平安里面我却仍感觉孤单，喜乐时候我仍不免有叹息。最是足意中间也有不足意，就是我还不能当面看见你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，I believe this is also the kind of response we have.
这也是我们的反应。
This is in the most deepest feeling.
这是我们里面最深的感觉。
As children of God,
作为神的儿女
，we long for His coming.
我们盼望他的再来。
One time there is a little girl.
有一个小女孩。
He enjoyed the lot of his father's presence.
他很非常享受他父亲的同在。
No, the present he gave.
的享受他父亲的礼物。
Because the father felt like he's not always at home.
他父亲觉得说他不在家里。
So every time he came home, he bought a lot of gifts.
所以每次他回来的时候就买了很多礼物。
Just to tell the girl, even though I'm not there, I still think about you.
他跟他女儿说，虽然我不在，但是我还是想到你。
Even though I'm not there, I still love you.
虽然我不在，但是我爱你。
During that time on her girl and daughter's birthday.
在他女儿生日的时候
，Oh, the father also bring a lot of gift.
他父亲买了很多的礼物。
And but the daughter start to cry.
但是他女儿哭了。
And the father said, "Why don't you love the gift?"
父亲问他说，你不喜欢这些礼物吗
？She said, "Daddy, I love the gift."
是的，父亲，我喜欢。
But I love you more.
但是我爱你更多。
I want you, Daddy.
我想要你。
Today, this is the utter of all the saints.
这是我们圣徒的呼求。
We have enjoyed all the blessing of God.
我们享受了神所有的祝福。
All the blessing that shouldn't belong to us, God has given to us day by day.
这些不属于我们的祝福，神都给了。
That's why we even say, Lord, count your blessing, name them one by one.
所以我们诗歌里说，我们恩典一个个的数。
But after enjoying such a blessing,
但是享受了这些祝福以后
，inside of us remains sad.
但是在我们里面有叹息。
Lord, yes, I love your blessing.
是的，主，我爱你的祝福。
But I love you more.
但是我爱你更多。
I want thy loving presence.
我想要你的同在。
Brothers and sisters, this is the hope that is in us.
这是一个在我们里面的盼望。
Thank God for this lovely hope.
感谢神他的盼望。
This lovely hope that's been given to us.
这个活泼的盼望的赐给我们。
Not only he lives in us.
不光他活在我们里面。
He is coming back again.
他要再来。
That's why are we here today?
这就是我们今天在这里的
原因。Are we here just only to enjoy God's blessing? No.
我们在这里只是享受神的祝福吗
？We are here preparing.For the coming back of the Lamb.
我们在这里预备神羔羊的再来。
Brothers, this is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our longing.
这是我们的盼望。
Today we should have this kind of a saying like our brother John.
今天是应该像
约翰一样。
约翰一样。
Lord, come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，再来主。
Yes, you might have given us so much.
也许你给了我们很多。
But in us, there remains a sigh.
但是有一个叹息。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主再来。
Praise the Lord.
感谢。
Today we might go through so much.
今天我们经过很多。
We might go through persecution.
经过破坏。
We might go through a lot of prior life.
在我们生命里面有很多的问题。
But today the Lord is trying to tell us.
但是主向我们说。
Through our brother Peter.
借着彼得说
We are elected by him.
我们被他所拣选
We are begotten by him.
我们被他所重生
Through his resurrection we had a lively hope.
借着他的重生我们有复活的盼望
Not only that,
不光如此
There is an inheritance.
有一个天上的基业
So we have an inheritance.
我们有一个基业
You know what is this inheritance?
这是什么是他的基业
Every time we talk about inheritance,
每一次当讲到他的基业的时候
People might say, oh, this is there will be a heaven and earth.
有一个天新天新地。
Oh, there will be a place for me to go.
有一个我所去的地方。
Yet indeed, there is a place for us to go.
是的，有一个我们所要去的地方。
This incorruptible.
是一个不能破坏。
But I tell you, it's more than that.
我告诉你，不光这些。
According to Peter.
对，根据彼得说。
What is this inheritance?
这个基业是什么呢
？You know, it says here in verse 9, 10.
第十节说。
You say it's verse 9, I should say in verse chapter 1, receiving the end of your faith.Salvation of your soul.
就得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
You know the inheritance that we receive.
我们所要得的这个基业。
Transformation of our soul.
是转变我们灵魂的。
If you look at us today.
如果你看看我们今天。
Do we look like Jesus?
我们像耶稣吗
？A lot of times we have no much to compare like Jesus.
我们不能跟基督相比。
There are a lot of times there's a need of things that need to be taken out of us.
我们里面有很多东西需要被洁净。
That's why the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵
daily is working in us.
在我们里面改变我们。
How come we go through persecution?
为什么我们会经过破坏
It's to perfect us.
是要来炼净我们。
That's why in chapter 5.
所以在第五章。
A while ago we read in chapter 5.
我们一起来读第五章。
Verse 10, it said, But the God of all grace.
那赐诸般恩典的神
who called us unto eternal glory,
曾在基督里召我们
by Christ Jesus after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect.
得享他永远的荣耀等你们暂受苦难之后不要亲自承
担 You know, what is this inheritance?
这个基业是什么呢
He is changing us day by day.
他在每天改变我们
But one day we shall like him.
有一天我们会像他
That's why the Holy Spirit
所以这个圣灵
you know, through the death of Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣的死
is effectively working in us.
在我们里面也来工作
taking out all this old nature.
把里面所有天然的除掉
you know, and bringing in God's divine nature into us.
把神的圣灵性情传给我们
But we live and walk not according to the flesh anymore.
所以我们不再靠肉体来行事。
That we live and walk according to the Spirit.
我们能够靠着圣灵来行事。
That one day when He comes back,
当他再来的时候
we shall be like Him.
我们就会像他。
And while we shall see Him as He is,
我们会像他一样。
This is the inheritance we are talking about.
这就是我们所说的基业。
Is that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
是不是很美
We had an inheritance.
我们有一个基业。
And not only this is an inheritance.
不光是这个基业。
It talks about the inheritance.That is undefiled and fadeth not away, reserved in the heaven for you.
是不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
On the one hand, he talks about the inheritance, which is that being are being transformed.
一方面说我们被改变。
The other inheritance about.
另外一方面。
Is the glory that we are about to receive.
是说我们所要承受的荣耀。
That's why in chapter 5 verse 1.
所以在第五章第一节里面。
It says here, we are also partaker.Of the glory that shall be revealed.
同享后来所要显现之荣耀。
Because we are a witness of the suffering of Christ.
因为我们是做基督受苦的见证。
One day we will be partaker of His glory.
有一天我们会同享他的荣耀。
Yes, today we are suffering so much because of the worldly system.
今天我们因着世界的系统受这么多的苦。
We make a choice that we will not live according to the flesh.
我们做了一个选择，不跟着肉体来生
活。We will not live according to the worldly system.
我们不向着这个世界的系统来生
活。We will choose Christ.
我们来选择基督。
By choosing such way, we encounter persecution.
这样的一个决定使我们遭受破坏。
We encounter rejection.
我们遭受弃绝。
This is what we call partakers of His suffering.
这就是说我们和他的受苦有苦。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
，This is not all.
这不是一。
When we are a part of His suffering,
当我们和他的受苦有份的时候
，There's an inheritance for us.
那有一个基业为我
们预留。We will be partakers of His glory.
我们和他的荣耀有份。
Not only that.
不光如此。
In chapter 5 verse 4 says.
第五章第四节
We will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
得到一个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
In other words, we have a crown of glory.
换句话说，我们有一个荣耀的冠冕。
All the glory in this world one day will pass away.
今天这世上的荣耀都要过去。
That's why we as Christians, we are so wise.
所以今天基督徒我们是非常智慧的。
We don't care for the glory in this world.
我们不在乎这世界的荣耀。
We care for the glory that is to be revealed.
我们要在乎那个将要显现的荣耀。
We care for the crown of glory that will be put upon His head.
我们要在乎那个被放到我们头上的那个荣耀。
And this is the crown of glory that we will lay at Jesus' feet.
那个荣耀的冠冕要放在基督的脚前。
That's why are we pursuing Christ day by day?
这就为什么我们每天来追求主。
We are diligently coming to His word.
我们每天来到他的话语面前。
Going through all kinds of persecution and testing,
经过所有的破坏
that we might receive that crown of glory.
所以我们能够来得到那个荣耀的冠冕
Because on that day,
因为在那
if you receive that crown of glory,
得到那个荣耀的冠冕
will you receive that crown of glory?
你会得到那个荣耀的冠冕
吗 if you receive that crown of glory,
如果你得到那个荣耀的冠冕
that is the crown we will use to put on Jesus' feet.
我们把那个荣耀的冠冕放在耶稣的脚
上 Hallelujah!
感谢神
Not only that,
不光如此
it says here in verse 10
第十节
But the God of all grace who hath called us into His eternal glory
那个赐诸般恩典的神叫我们得享他永远的荣耀
Not only we will put this crown of glory upon Jesus' feet
不光是把那个荣耀的冠冕放在耶稣的脚
前 We will enter into His glory forever and ever
我们要进到他永远的荣耀里
Thank God for this inheritance
感谢神为了这个基业
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
In this we are protected
在这里我们是被保护的
And let me tell you,
让我告诉你
All the things that I have mentioned
是所有这些所提到的事情
God's election
神的拣选
Begotten of Him
重生了
And all these things such as this inheritance
所有这些基业
This hope
这些盼望
Is protected by God
是被神护的
You know, this is the most assuring thing
这是一个有确信
Because there is always anxiety in our heart.
在我们里面总是有一个焦躁不安。
Will this thing be lost?
这个会不会丢掉？
Will I have this kind of thing?
我会得到这些吗？
We will have.
我们会的。
Because it is protected by God.
因为是被神所保护的。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
It is not being protected by any kind of insurance company.
不是被保险公司所保护。
It is protected by God Himself.
是被神自己所保护。
Based on the power of God.
靠着神的能力。
On the one hand.
另一方面
we will experience such protection by God
我们经历神的 保守
by faith in Him
借着信心在祂里面的信心
in other words God has done so much for us
换句话说神为我们做了这么多
He had promised so much for us
祂为我们做了这么些
He had prepared an inheritance for us to be inherited by us
祂为我们预备了一个基业
and yet we need to receive all of this by faith in Him
但是我们要借着信心来接受这一切。
Is that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗
？By faith,
借着信
，this will belong.
这些就属于我们。
May the Lord really have mercy on.
愿神对我们有恩典。
As we go through the first book of Peter,
当我们来读彼得前书的时候
，the Lord is trying to tell us.
神要向我们说
，through the apostle Peter that we need not worry.
我们不需要担心，我们不需要焦虑。
Yes, we might go through so much.
也许我们经过很多。
You know, sometimes problems at home.
有时候家里的问题。
Problems at work.
工作的问题。
Problems in our job.
工作上的问题。
All these things trying, the enemy is trying to shake us.
仇敌想要来动摇我们。
But stand firm.
但是站住了。
But by faith in him.
但借着他里面的信心。
We will not be moved.
我们不会被动摇。
For God's election is eternal.
因为神的拣选是永远的。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典。
Through the introduction of the book of 1 Peter.
借着彼得前书的这个介绍。
Let us all be encouraged day by day.
让我们每天都被鼓励。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking.
主，我们向你感谢你向我们说话。
We thank you for loving us day by day.
谢谢你每天都爱我们。
Lord, you know our weakness.
你知道我们的软弱。
Oh, many times we are so fearful of What should be in the future?
我们很害怕将来会发生什么。
To an extent, sometimes our faith is shaken.
很多时候我们的信心被动摇。
But thank you for your promise.
感谢你的应许。
We are elected by you.
我们被你所拣选。
We have been born again by you.
我们被你所重生。
Today we belong to you and to you forever.
我们今天属于你，永远属于你。
And today we have such a hope in the heavenlies.
我们今天在天上有永远的盼望。
Not only you live in us.
不光你活在我们里面。
You are coming back again.
你要再来。
And all these promises.
所有这些的应许
have been protected by you.
被你所保守
Lord, we love you.
主我们爱你
May we continue to stand firm on these promises.
愿我们在你的应许上站住
Until that day when we see you face to face.
那一天我们能与你面对面
In Jesus' name.
应主耶稣的名祷告
Amen.